We left off with a difficult comment of the Rambam. We've been talking about when we say kasher zomim v'lo kasher osa and when not. So we said when it comes to a misa, that's obviously kasher zomim v'lo kasher osa. That's the classic kasher zomim v'lo kasher osa. When it comes to momenus, that was a little trickier that we saw that although there was some Rishonim who carried it over, the Ritvon, Kli Yosef carried it over, but most of the Rishonim probably didn't for a variety of reasons. Either because Mammon is different because of Onshem and Adin, and maybe Mammon is different because it's Efshar Bechazorah, and a variety of reasons why Me'achiv, all the different reasons that we spoke about in the past. But when it came to Malkus kind of stuck out. Because when it comes to Malkus, so the Rambam says that the Din of Kasher Zomim V'Kasher Osa fade away in the realm of Malkus. That Malkus somehow is also not considered to be a real bona fide Asiya. And the question is, why not? I understand Mammon you can undo, but what makes Malkus, in a sense, a lack of Asiya? So we gave some halachic hashkafic approaches in the case of Mishnah, the Rambam we spoke about earlier in the week. But now we just kind of summarize the Reb Chaim. We're going to put the final touches on this sugya. So Reb Chaim develops the following yisoid. It's based on almost based on a pasuk. Reb Chaim, in pasuk, the pasuk describes Malkus as taking place in front of Beis Din. It says v'hipiloya shofet v'kol lefanov arim. It describes that the etzem ma'isa malchus, the very essence of malchus, has to take place, not just that it's administered by a Beis Din, but it actually takes place in the presence of Beis Din. This is unlike Misa's Beis Din. This Beis Din, by far, does not take place in the presence of Beis Din. If anything, the opposite is true. Hotzeis ha-mekalel, hotzeis ish b'chutz l'machareh. Obviously, the Beis Din was the one who originally paskined the Chiyuv Misa, but the Beis Din isn't an integral part of the administration of the Einish Misa as well. Why that should be true, philosophically, I'm not sure, I don't know why. But Reb Chaim just puts together a couple of psukim that seems to indicate in that direction. It says, Reb Chaim says, when you have a case of kasher zomim of Malkus, so it's almost like you're in a little bit of a catch-22. How are you going to say it was a kasher osa? Because once there was a kasher osa, so then it turns out you can no longer punish the Eidim anymore. What do you mean it was a kasher osa? Once it turns out that the Edom are psulim, so the Edom retroactively were never really Edom. If the Edom never were Edom, then the Psak Din was never a Psak Din. If the Psak Din was never a Psak Din, then the hat of Dayanim that the Dayanim wore wasn't an acceptable hat. The whole thing, as Reb Chaim says, it was Hakos Bialma. You didn't give Makas, you give the, when they quote Reb Chaim in Yiddish today, you gave Petr. You gave a clap. You banged the guy in the back 39 times. This is Nishkei Malkus. That's not a Malkus. When you kill a person, it's a very lom de shavar. You kill a person, that's called a Misas Beis Din, whether it was done betos or not. A Misas Beis Din betos is still called a Misas Beis Din, because Beis Din is not an integral part of the etzem ha'onesh of Misa. Hashenke Malkus, when the Beis Din is such an integral part of the onesh of the Malkus itself, and a Malkus chutz le Beis Din is not toif, it's not chal. Only Reb Chaim could take a look at a guy and say, we just beat you up 39 times, apidin, we didn't give you malchus. Apidin, we didn't do anything. We just gave you a couple of smacks. That's not called a malchus in the absence of Beis Din. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, you never get the kasher asa. There never is a kasher asa. It's almost mashal madavadam with the case of Mammon. The same way that Mammon was never really kasher asa, because it's tefshar b'chazar, so she can give the money back. So over here, better than giving the money back, you never gave the malchus in the first place. Since you never gave the malchus in the first place, but maybe it's not called kasher asa, it's not limited to the rule of kasher zom lo kasher asa. Chiddush gadol from Reb Chaim. Again, you want to spend time on Shabbos, looking through this Reb Chaim, greet all the rayas, back and forth, and Mammon, you know, summed it up in two lines. That's the assault for Reb Chaim. Okay, I think we're able to start the new segment.